Live from the BBC, this is Strictly Come Dancing.
Strictly Come Dancing is the biggest dance show in the world.
Dancing the Viennese Waltz, Tom Fletcher and Amy Dowden.
But it's not just any entertainment show. It is the highest level of professional dancing. For a professional dancer like myself, the ultimate goal was to become a professional dancer on Strictly. It is like the World Cup. Every year still feels like my first year. I get that excited. To be one of those very few pros, little old Amy from Caerphilly. At the beginning of 2023, I felt like everything I'd ever hoped for was falling into place. Ben and I got married, children were on the horizon. I'm teaching at the dance school. I was going to be back on Strictly, and all of a sudden, my everyday life just like that changed.
The Strictly Come Dancing star Amy Dowden has revealed she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. The 32-year-old from Caerphilly says
she's taken for an MRI.
To be 32 with breast cancer, you're thinking, this isn't good and the outlook doesn't look good.
A figure in silhouette stepping through curtains into a spotlight. Strictly Amy, Cancer and Me. At home, 6 days after diagnosis.
Hello, come on in. It's a little bit upside down at the moment because we didn't long move in and we've just about to start renovations. So come on in.
Her parents gardening.
So the first time I felt the lump in my breast, it was the day before we were about to go on a honeymoon. And I was just like, I just knew, oh no, I need to get this checked. I just felt a bit sick, really, to the stomach. So I saw the doctor and he said, Amy, it's not good news, we found something. And I just said, is it cancer? He just said, yes.
Richard and Gillian.
It was last Friday.
You know, when she rang us.
Amy just came out with it.
And said, yeah, sorry, Mum and Dad, but got a news for you that no parents want to hear.
You just don't expect it, 32 years of age, and you think, how can that happen? How can it be happening to our daughter?
Yeah.
We're going to be here behind you every step, every step of the way.
Are you planning to do any work? Yeah.
I'd like to carry on, teach some lessons at the studio. Pop to competitions.
You planning to do any filming for Strictly?
I'd like to carry on with that.
Yeah.
Anton sent me this yesterday.
Hi, my darling. Well, I just wanted to send you lots of love, really. I wanted to tell you I love you and I'm thinking about you and I hope you are... Well, I know you're going to be great and you're going to do whatever you need to do. But I'm just thinking about you. Lots of love.
My first chats when I had to tell Strictly was, keep my job. Because that was the scariest thing.
That was the most important thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
I know. No. As well as focus on wanting to be back out there on the dance floor, but you've got to focus on getting well first.
Mm. Ben, Amy's husband.
It was a huge shock. But for Amy, I think the hardest thing is probably going to be the unknown. With this, she doesn't know when normal will start again.
Amy and Ben get into their car and drive to a hospital.
Right now, because it's obviously only just had the news, we don't know yet the full prognosis. So my doctor, my consultant, they want to do a full body MRI. They're going to find out everything they need to from these last two tests. And then I'll have to wait then for those results to come in. I think for me, I thought I was safe until my 50s until they start doing your mammograms. I didn't think it'd ever affect me. It just feels like a really, really scary, worrying time right now. I'm just thinking, am I riddled with it, basically? And when you start Googling online and you're seeing, like, people diagnosed under the age of 40 had less survival chances, and I just kept thinking, I'm going to be one of them, I'm going to be one of those percentages.
Making tea at home.
My life was turned upside down. Suddenly, I went from dancing every day to going to lots of hospital appointments. And I wasn't sure how long I could keep it a secret.
I kept worrying and being, like, in the middle of the night, waking up going, what if somebody puts it online? What if the press do get hold of it? I just spoke to Ben and I said, I think we need to be open and honest, and I think it's going to help us.
I'd already decided to make this film to raise awareness. But if my cancer diagnosis was to come out much sooner, I wanted to be the one to reveal it. I didn't sleep the night before. I was so worried because I'd never posted anything so personal.
She posts the news on a popular photo and video social media platform.
I had no idea what the response was going to be.
She signs it Welsh Love Amy. She immediately receives messages of support and love from her followers before the news is re-reported by news organisations.
I didn't quite expect it to go down like it did. I was really taken away by it.
Love notifications in tens of thousands.
The amount of messages I received from other girls going through it in their 20s and their 30s.
The outpouring of love and support made me feel so much better. But it was also kind of scary, because now my story was out there.
Good morning. Just finished doing my makeup, trying to hide the bags. Just didn't get much sleep last night because today is the last appointment when I find out my plan and my prognosis for my cancer treatment.
Amy, I've always had a lot of determination, and she've always had to fight with her Crohn's disease. I think that have helped her, the fact that in the past as well she've had terrible flare-ups. She's been through a lot, and she've known that she will get through it, and there are better days coming.
2 weeks after diagnosis, calling mum and dad from outside the hospital.
Hi.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah,
okay.
How close are gone?
So in the MRI, they found the lump. It's nearly doubled in size.
Right, okay.
And they said not to be alarmed, but mine is grade 3 out of 3, so it's the most aggressive type of cancer.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm going to have a mastectomy, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
And then with chemo, it's just, he said, you know, prepare for the worst, really.
Yeah.
Right.
You have lots to absorb today to take in, isn't it?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. I'm shattered.
Yeah. I bet you are.
At an event in Newcastle.
She has been called the Wonder of Wales, the Princess of Prestatyn, the Queen of Caerphilly, but you know her as the star of Strictly Come Dancing. It's Amy Dowden!
It's the 3rd of June, so just days away from the surgery, and I wanted to dance tonight. We got invited up quite a while ago, and I didn't want to let anyone down, but also I just wanted to dance. And when I'm dancing, it's when I'm not worrying about anything.
It's when I'm dancing I feel the most alive. I love the adrenaline rush. There's nothing else like it.
To dance at the highest level, a professional level, you have to be as fit as an athlete.
And I'm really scared about how treatment is going to affect my body.
Thank you so much for being such a wonderful audience tonight. I don't know when I'm going to get to dance again. Hopefully real soon, because I'm really determined.
She performed a vibrant routine with Ben. June 2023, day of Amy's mastectomy. Amy's packing a suitcase at home with her parents.
Right,
So I've got my surgical bras, my pyjamas. So today I'm going to have my surgery. I'm having my mastectomy. The anxiety I feel is, you know, it's all happened really quickly. I only met with the plastic surgeon once.
Them,
I actually don't know what reconstruction they can or will do, so I'm only going to find that out when I wake up. For me personally, I've not wanted to read or look too much into it because everybody's is different, and I guess I'll come to terms with it in my own way. Hello.
Jenny, Amy's friend.
Yeah, coming in.
All ready? I remember Amy phoning me and she just burst into tears. Jen, I've got cancer.
Do you like my socks?
You got this.
Yeah.
You have.
It's just absolutely devastating. It's really, really difficult as her friend to watch her go through this.
Oh, this is beautiful, this is
gorgeous, isn't it?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 42, back in 2020. When I had my treatment, Amy was a fantastic support to myself and my family. My daughter, Skye, idolises Amy.
Now, this is from Skye because she was a bit upset today and she was going to give it you tomorrow. Well, she was going to send it with me tomorrow. But she said you can have it now.
A gift and a card.
To Amy, I wish you tons of luck today and just wanted to remind you that you are one of the bravest, strongest women I know. You taught me to believe in myself and I believe in you. Well, you will get through this and come up better.
Remember, you will love billions. Lots of love, Skye.
A lovely message, isn't it?
And I think that's nice. I think that's the sentiment of every child at the dance school. Yeah. Not just yeah. Skye, but everybody feels like that. You're a complete role model for all those children. Yeah. You are. You mean the world to them.
Yeah.
Amy wipes her eyes.
Amy's a very strong person and she doesn't like anyone to see that she's upset. But the enormity of what she's about to do kind of hit home.
I was still nervous about sharing what was happening. But then I'd get so many messages of support, it really pulled me through. I couldn't believe how many others were going through it. They became like a community of friends online, and I didn't feel alone. I had people who were also going through the same timeline as me, had just been diagnosed, some who were further along the line, some who'd been through it. And those messages really helped me because I really held on to those messages for hope. I think today's the biggest cross of them all, really, because I'm effectively can be cancer-free as soon as I wake up. 3 weeks of just resting, and then I can start, you know, going back to your day-to-day 6 weeks before I can slowly get back dancing. So that doesn't sound like 6 weeks. It's actually quite close. A year before you know it, I can start dancing.
Takes as long as it takes.
Ben.
So I deal with it just by trying to keep going and keep being positive. You try to do your normal things that you normally do. You try to remain positive and think of the best outcomes that will possibly happen and just be like, you know, in 6 weeks' time, in this much time, everything will be back to normal.
Yeah, you will be. You'll be fine.
At the time, I can see Ben and I were being really naive. But you're just so desperate for everything in life to be back to how it was.
You'll be fine.
Ben hugs her. 5 hours later, Mum and Dad are waiting as Amy's hospital bed is wheeled back to her private room.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done, Amy.
Well done.
The surgeon went in to see us. He said you're really brave.
Really brave girl, yes.
The surgeon said the surgery went well. And they were able to do the reconstruction as well at the same time, so that was good.
Quite a lot of sickness and nausea. And she's very, very tired, very sleepy.
Wearing a long dressing gown and clutching a pillow to her tummy, a frail-looking Amy climbs out of her dad's car. Her dad walks with her slowly to the house in sunshine. Amateur video of Amy dancing energetically as a child for a large audience.
There you go, once again, let's see it for Amy Downing, all the way from Wales.
She gives a confident, enthusiastic performance.
When we were in Cornwall,
There was a disco dancing competition. She put on her best dress, and all she said all day is, I'm going to enter the dancing competition tonight.
Yeah. She came running up to him. I won, Dad. I won the competition. Yeah.
Give a nice little applause to Amy.
A young Amy and Ben posing with competition trophies.
So there was no looking back then. Dance took over.
Since being very young, Amy's two dreams were to become the British Latin dance champion and to become a professional dancer on Strictly Come Dancing. Which is, you know, quite far out dreams, really, for a young person. For two big dreams, she did it. Yeah.
CBBC star Karim Zedewell and his partner Amy Dowden.
On a Saturday, you're in for your hero makeup, you've got your dress run, your band call, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're live to the nation. I love it.
The quick step routine with Karim. A selfie video, 4 days after surgery.
Good morning, everyone. I'm feeling so much better today. I've just had my first shower. I've actually put normal clothes on, first time since Wednesday. But yeah, I've not still looked at my new boob. I'm just like spending the whole shower looking up, but I feel so much better today. I'm starting to see the light, certainly at the end of the tunnel.
When I'm feeling like this, the person I always turn to is my best friend Diane. We started Strictly on the same day, and 5 years later I asked her to be my bridesmaid.
You look so lovely. So do you. Stunning, you. As always.
I'm missed you.
You're right.
I'm good, how are you?
Literally just everything's happened so fast as well.
No, of course. It's so much to think about and take in, and like
it is changed.
And but it's you're so okay to feel scared and okay to be like, oh my god, what is going on? How does your breast actually look?
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't look at it for 2 weeks and I had to do it with the nurse.
Really?
It's really scared. What if you don't like it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's such a big, like, our as dancers, our appearance is a big thing for us. It's just something that we're always, probably since we're little, we've always been aware of it. So anything that does happen physically to our bodies, it does play a mental role.
So it's like I've got to wear these horrible surgical bras like, day and night.
Oh, look, that's what my kind of bra is, Amy.
This one's nice.
That is actually really cute.
You ready?
Sports bra.
It literally, honest to me, it looks like all the bruising's going down now. It looks like a boob to me.
So. Oh my god, it looks. That's amazing. Right, yeah, it's so perky.
Yeah.
It actually looks so good.
I know. I wasn't expecting it.
Of course, you're still going to be worried and all of that, but I just looking at you, you just look incredible.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for the moment we get to dance again. Yeah. But we're all rooting for you. Everyone is.
Thank you, darling.
Her dancing has always been the thing that she kind of goes to release anything that is troubling her in her life. And I know how much she wants to be back on that dance floor. That moment will be the most special moment for her. And yeah, I can't wait. It will happen. And I hope that I'm just stood there beside her. If someone was to say to me that they couldn't do that, I just know that that feeling would be awful. So I can't wait for her to have that feeling and be back on the dance floor because, yeah, I know how much she would miss it and how much she wants that.
Diane Buswell posts a picture of them both and the text, "Such a wonderful day with this beauty. Heart, at Amy Dowden."
But I knew there could be a mountain to climb first.
Visiting Jenny, 3 weeks after surgery.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Tea?
Yes, please.
I'd known for a while that chemotherapy might be on the cards. But the thought of it was filling me with dread.
Right then, there we go.
Thank you.
How many times do you have to inject yourself?
Every day.
Jenny had already been through all of this.
Not everybody has chemotherapy who has breast cancer, but I had 6 months' worth of chemotherapy. It kills cells in your body, the bad cells, which is the cancer, but also it kills good cells as well, which is why you lose your hair. It's just a grueling process.
OK, so if you need chemo, where are your thoughts now?
Well, you know how much I don't want chemo.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like a change. Like, one moment I'm like, yep, let's just do it. Let's embrace it. Let's go for it. If we're going to do it, let's do it and do this and do it positively and let's just go for it. And then when you have time to think, then I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I think it's making me ill. I know what it's like to be ill because I spent a lot of my life ill. It's that. It's flaring up my Crohn's because why would I want to do that? And losing my hair is a massive factor to me because, you know, I'm a proper girly girl and I love dressing up. I love judging with my glamorous dresses, competitions, you know, shows, everything, do you know what I mean? So I think, like, that's a mass, like, the way you look, you know, I run a dance school with kids. Instantly they're going to look at me and know I'm ill.
The thing is, everything is your decision, but you have to be guided, don't you, by the professionals.
Yep, yep, yep.
Jenny drives Amy to an appointment.
I think she's still holding on to that very slight possibility that somebody is going to say it's okay if you don't have chemo.
They look at the results together.
But I've always known that once the results of the tests on my tumour came back, I'd have to make a decision.
So based on these figures here is how they work out whether you need chemo or not.
So I'm grade 3, stage 2, is that where you were?
Stage 2, yeah. Stage 2, because it hasn't hit your lymph nodes or spread anywhere else, but it's based on the size of your tumour and all those kinds of things.
And then this is like the science, the absolute benefit of chemotherapy.
Having the chemo basically doubles your chances of stopping a reoccurrence. That's really what you've got, how you've got to look at it. So what are you thinking now after you've seen the oncologist?
His words was, we've got a good chance of curing this, which made me a bit like, what do you mean, good chance?
I think that's because they can't officially say you're cured from breast cancer until you've been healthy for 5 years. So if you haven't had a recurrence in the first 5 years and everything is fine, then they say, yeah, we've done all this. The peace of mind is that you know that once you start the chemo, it's zapping it.
Clearing it all up, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what he said, wasn't it?
It is.
I think I've just got to prepare to do it, haven't I?
The doctor told me I was going to need really strong chemotherapy every 2 weeks and I needed 8 sessions. And then knew that was it, that I'm not going to be able to dance now for months. I was absolutely gutted. I knew that completely wiped me out for Strictly. I knew that's it. Chemo wasn't the only thing on my mind. There was something else the doctors had thrown at us.
I just said, we're about to start in a family because this is something Ben and I were about to begin. And he said to me, because chemo destroys your eggs, there's a possibility it might cause fertility issues. And then he said, and if I need chemo, I'll need to look at fertility treatment to save my eggs. So obviously that was a big blow then. There's your 2 blows.
She wipes tears from her cheeks.
You got the blow of cancer and then the fertility issue.
Ben.
Emmy really wants children and she was actually ready for them now. Obviously, I want, you know, to have kids as well. So, you know, it's difficult.
A little boy fakes a cheeky fist bump with Amy at a dance class.
We're going today to speak to a fertility specialist. I just want to know that I have got options. At the moment, I don't know. All I want to hear the words is, we can do something.
Dr. Justin Chu, Birmingham Women's Hospital.
The main concern for someone like Amy would be that certain chemotherapeutic drugs, they can impacts the eggs that are left inside her ovaries. And in some patients, unfortunately, they never have restoration of their function within their ovaries. And unfortunately, they won't be able to have any children in the future. First of all, I'm just really sorry to meet you under these circumstances. I know that you've been having a really tough time.
Yeah, I had surgery within 2 weeks ago, and then I'm here doing this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's been a real...
Really fast. Everything's been so fast.
Yeah. So, because there's a little bit of time between now and you starting your chemotherapy, there are some things that we can do now to try and preserve your fertility for the future. So hopefully after your breast cancer treatment has finished, we might be able to help you have that family. I know that's really, really important to you. So we give you injections to grow the follicles inside your ovaries, and then we do a simple procedure called an egg collection.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the eggs out, we can hopefully use some Benn sperm to then inseminate those eggs and form some embryos for you. Those embryos would then get stored for later use.
Amy nods.
Unfortunately, fertility preservation isn't always successful. And so we need to ensure that patients are aware of the fact that it may not work.
And a warm welcome to you all for the marriage of...
The couple are watching a video of their wedding at home.
...and Amy Elizabeth Margaret Dalton.
Our first wedding anniversary, and I couldn't believe we were about to start fertility treatment.
Like, literally, 2 weeks from surgery, like, and you're straight into that whirlwind of emotions. So you're into surgery where you're tired, you're sore, and accepting a new boob. Into fertility treatment.
Benn lies a reassuring hand on Amy as she tearfully toys with her long blonde hair.
You just gotta suck it up and deal with it. And then they're like saying, like, then, like, 2 weeks later, chemo. So, yeah. And all whilst all your best friends having babies or discussing having babies.
Dr. Chu.
The real challenge in fertility preservation is we just don't want to delay treatment. From now until the start of her chemotherapy, I think we are around 3 weeks. So there's a little bit of a race against time.
This meant horrible daily injections.
Come on, Amy, come on, Amy, come on, Amy.
And I hate needles.
Done.
Luckily, I've some brilliant friends, so I didn't have to do it alone.
So, guess who's going to do it for me? You don't mind, do you? Also, what did I show you last night?
I got to see the new boob.
What did you think?
Nice boob.
Do you know what she said? You should get your own done.
Okay, just do it.
Yeah, I don't like seeing Amy going through injections, but I've just got to be there and do what Amy needs when she needs it.
There we go. All done. Can it stings like a bee.
How are you feeling?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Right, so it's going to be me doing your egg collection today.
I was so nervous. This was my only window to do an egg collection before my chemo started in 2 weeks' time.
Dr. Chu donning surgical gloves, then Amy lying on a treatment bed wearing a mask over her nose and mouth.
That was a massive, massive struggle, those fertility weeks.
Okay, sharp scratch, Amy.
It's only when that chance of having children is suddenly taken away from you that you realise just how much you want them. I can remember the next 6 days waiting for the results being the longest days of my life.
6 days later, a car journey.
Oh, hello, I'm speaking to Amy.
Yes, you're speaking to Amy.
This is Tina, the embryologist from the Birmingham Fertility Centre.
Yeah.
I'm just ringing to update you on your embryos and how many we have frozen. So in the end, we have frozen five.
That's amazing! Five! Oh my goodness!
Yes.
Guess what? There's five little Amy and Benns in the freezer!
Oh wow, that's amazing!
Yeah!
That was an absolutely amazing moment, and it just, I don't know, it was a bit of sunlight in a dark place, basically.
Oh, the relief.
was just immense. I needed to have a shot at something no matter what at that time. I just needed that little bit of hope.
Sunrise over Birmingham. Then Diane posting updates on her Strictly Come Dancing schedule.
In August, I should have been back with my Strictly family rehearsing all the group dances for the series.
The dancers at the first Strictly rehearsal 2023.
Instead, I was facing the first of 8 chemo treatments.
Side effects then, you can have diarrhea, a bit of nausea.
I was really scared and just wanting to be on the dance floor rather than where I really was.
You may be more prone to bruising and bleeding while you're on the chemo. You may feel more tired than normal. Mm-hmm. It's a strong chemo and you can lose your hair. Okay. You're just going to be into here, Amy, if that's all right. Yeah. Okay. If you get on the bed and just make yourself comfy. Little machinery here so you can make it as comfy as you like.
Oh, thank you.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
The chemo nurse demonstrates the bed.
Mum, we can do this today.
Honestly, the first one's the worst, and then you know what to expect, and it's fine.
I really don't want to do this.
Nobody ever does.
But you can do it. Because you're strong.
Okay. And you can do this.
Okay. Jenny's with Amy.
You feel like you have no control over anything. But the one thing I could fight for was my hair.
The nurse puts a grey cap on Amy.
Yeah. Okay, so scalp cooler on. You feel it, how cold it is. Mm-hmm. It's got a long tube that goes to a cooling system. And then that cooling system will freeze your hair follicles to about -5. It's basically trying to stop that blood that contains the chemo from getting to your scalp.
The cold cap was a chance to try to keep my hair, a way of hanging on to the old me.
After receiving her treatment, she posts, chemo one done. Now she's out walking with Richard.
So I'm on my second walk of the day.
You won't believe it's only 2 days since she's had chemo.
Yay! What did she say earlier, Dad?
She could have done Strictly today. Easy.
But by chemo two, the cold cap started to get tough.
The cold cap has been a lot more painful. It's given me, like, a constant headache and pain behind my eyes this time, which has made me feel a bit sick. So, 2 down, that's a quarter done now. 6 to go.
Removing the cap after treatment.
It's still going.
Mouth ulcers.
By the time of my third treatment, I was getting sicker and sicker. I had terrible ulcers, blood clots, and at my lowest, life-threatening sepsis. And I was starting to doubt that the cold cap was working.
She's losing hair.
I think if I don't see it, I don't know how much is coming out. So I'm not getting worked up and upset.
Okay, Amy.
So there's no ball patches?
No, there's only the little air, there's one area. Mm-hmm.
After plaiting Amy's hair, Jenny stores the lost strands in a box.
Okay. Thank you.
Chemo 4 of 8.
Okay, so it's just going in. And you've done so well, you're halfway through.
Yeah, number 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy's sitting up in a treatment bed.
Is this worse than normal? I think there's less hair in here.
Yeah. You're not going to get an extra gold medal for withstanding the cold cap. Mm-hmm. You've got to think how it makes you feel. You've done fabulous. Mm. But obviously, each time you're having it, it's grinding you down. But you're stronger than anybody else I know.
And I'll be gutted afterwards tonight if I don't go through it.
I know I am.
Jenny and the chemo nurse are at her side.
It's excruciating.
Yeah. When you take it off, it doesn't mean that you fell. You need to take that decision.
Yeah, it's gonna come off. It's gonna come off. Too much pain.
That's it, Amy. You've done amazing.
Can you see round the side where it joins? There's like two clips. Could you just unclip it?
Well done.
And it's still cold at the minute, so you've got an extra few minutes of it, and it's gonna defrost.
Well done. That's really hard for her to choose that.
Don't get upset. You've made the best decision for you.
You've done amazing.
We'll make you feel fabulous regardless.
Take this bit off and put it over your head.
That's it.
Sorry.
What are you saying sorry for?
Large bald patches.
Within days, my hair started to go really quickly. It was terrifying. And I'm thinking, why am I putting myself for the next so many days of this, watching it fall out, when I'm going to lose it anyway?
Hello, hello, hello. Have we got anyone else wanting to shave their hair?
No.
Choking.
I need to take control. Like, it's the only thing I can be in control of.
Don't think you have to be strong. If you want to cry, you can cry. If you want to laugh, you want to laugh. But last hurdle. Boob gone, eggs gone. Last bit, my hair. Let's do this.
She cracks open some fizz in front of her friends. Then Gillian, Richard and Jenny take turns cutting Amy's hair.
She's the kind of person that likes a lot of people around her. I think Amy wanted it as a celebration. You know, this is something that she can take control of, and during the process, there's not very much you can take control of.
Jenny uses clippers.
Like she always does, she's really faced it with really bravely again.
Yeah, she has, yeah.
She's always brave when it comes to these things. Yeah, she's done really well again.
With most of her hair gone, except for a few heavily cropped areas, Amy's encouraged to face a mirror.
Oh, my God. They're like little patches.
She applies makeup.
I haven't got to pick up the ears anymore anyway.
Afterwards, I did feel liberated and I didn't feel as bad as I thought it was. And at the time, because I guess I still had my eyebrows and eyelashes.
Right, we need to finish the TikTok off, don't we? Like, I'll just maybe sit in and go like that, yeah?
You know, dancing's part of my life. It's who I am. Yeah, it's in my blood. And, you know, to make that day the best it could be, of course I was going to add a dancing element. I wanted to make the best out of the worst situation. I can remember filming it and not knowing, am I going to share this or not? Because no one apart from my friends and family had so far seen me bald. So I took a deep breath and then pressed the button. And the response I had was like incredible. You know, it makes you smile, it's positive. And that's again what I wanted to do. I wanted to give people hope. And it also reminded me that hair or no hair, I was still a dancer.
She danced on video in her garden with friends and family.
But the feeling didn't last. Most people online were super sweet and encouraging. But then a few didn't seem to get what I was trying to do at all.
To a nurse.
Look at this one, look at the top one.
A post begins, I find the need to be in the limelight very attention-seeking.
There's been so many times sharing my story where I have wished I didn't. People were, like, writing to me saying, you're such a narcissist. Look at me, the biggest attention seeker ever. Who else would dance in the garden whilst having to cut their hair off?
A post ends, it's pathetic.
But these are people that probably spend their whole life just trying to cause other people distress because that's the kind of people they are.
At the time, I'd already felt like I had my whole... everything about me stripped away, my identity and that, and of course I would have done anything in the world to actually be not dancing in my friend's garden about to shave my hair, but to be dancing with my best friends on Strictly.
And then people write to me going, you're not even stage four. I'm like, that's really, you know.
It's so bad, it is.
I didn't even know what my outcome was. So for people to be writing messaging like that, I already felt hard to even look in the mirror.
For anybody going through cancer, it's enough to be going through it, never mind with any added trolls. And there is no textbook on how you should deal with it. There's no right or wrong. You do what you need to do. And you just be kind, guys. If we can be anything, let's be kind, yeah?
Amy's fitted with a long blonde wig.
When you've lost your hair, you then look more like a cancer patient. And I didn't want that.
Look at the back.
Wigs were like my safety blanket. I wanted to be able to go out, shut the door and be Amy, and not Amy with cancer.
She enjoys a meal with family and friends. Now the TV's on while Ben and Amy are cooking in the kitchen.
We are, of course, missing one of our professional dancers. Our gorgeous Amy Dowden is unwell and she can't be with us for the start of the series.
It was like my life had stopped, but the world had kept spinning.
She's our Welsh dragon and we know she'll be back soon. No.
It was a really low time. Then Strictly said that as soon as I felt well enough, I should come and be part of the show.
Hello, everybody! Is this a look at you?
Oh, my God, hello, beautiful! Okay. Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
You're very Amy today, like, you're very...
Back home, and I.
Yeah,
you're exactly
stuck in hospital.
Oh, it's so nice to be back.
Stuck
with the gang.
Going back was like what I needed to have the glam and the costume back on. So I did feel like welcomed and loved. And Tracy in makeup did her best to make me feel really great. But also, I found it really tough as well because. Ultimately, I was a Ned dancing. But then I took my wig off. And then a few of the pros and a few, the crew and that, walked past me in, and everyone were like, all right, Amy. No one even mentioned it. And I was just like, oh, it's really not a thing. And the live show went up. The audience were, like, clapping, buzzing. And it was literally seconds before, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do. To wear the wig or not.
Now it's time for the terms and conditions, and to read them is a very special member of our Strictly family. We have missed her so much and are delighted she is well enough to be back with us tonight. Please welcome the one and only Amy Dowden!
The outpour of love I received was just phenomenal. One particular lady reached out. Amy Dowden, choosing not to wear a wig on Strictly tonight, has shown every little girl going through chemo that bald is beautiful.
How stunning does she look, face with heart eyes emoji?
It was the pickup that I really needed at the time, and I realised that bald is beautiful.
The positive response, it really helped her morale and it really meant the world to her. From that moment, she had a different, I don't know, she was more confident in herself, definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Dowden!
Amy posts online, it's chemo number 8, the last one.
You are all amazing NHS ultra heroes. Right, here goes. See you all later. Yeah?
Yeah.
OK, Amy, for the final time.
We've done it, guys. Boom!
There's a bell on our chemo ward you ring when you finish your treatment. I've waited 16 weeks to ring that bell.
Her body has been through a lot, physically and mentally. And there was a big healing process to start then.
Ring this bell, please.
Reading a sign behind the bell.
Three times well, it's time to clearly say my treatment's done, this course is run and I'm on my way.
Her family and friends are wearing matching pink Nobody Fights Alone t-shirts.
Ringing it, saying goodbye to that side of the treatment and, you know, giving yourself a pat on the back, the reward you've got through it, you did it.
4 months ago, it was hard to imagine this day, but yeah, she's just been so strong and determined that we knew she'd get there. Yeah.
There's no words to describe her really no. About watching her ring that bell and read out those words. Best feeling ever.
Amy poses for a picture with Richard, Gillian and sister Rebecca. 1 week later, with a personal trainer.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, let's go. 1, 2,
Amy's working out with hand weights.
2 and 3, that's it.
Hey guys, I've just had the most amazing, exciting call. Just when I'd given up hope and I thought I'd been able to dance on this year's Strictly, I've just had a call to say they would like me to dance in the semi-final.
Which means I've got just 4 weeks to start getting fit again. But this is something that I really want.
Come on, Amy. I like you dancing with weights.
You know, I've put weight on. My muscles, nothing feels like me. So it's going to be tough, I know, but I'm prepared to do whatever it takes.
3, 2, 1, done. That's it. Oi, oi, oi.
But I had no idea what would happen just 4 days later.
I was just doing some gentle exercise in my lounge. Nothing too strenuous. And I went over on my ankle. And unfortunately, I've broken my foot.
Her injured foot is propped up on a cushion.
Just absolutely gutted.
Chemotherapy does cause weaker bones, but we will never know that's the cause. So, yeah, that's me out now.
It just felt like gut-wrenching. Once again, Strictly were amazing.
Thank you.
Even with a broken foot, they made sure I could get back out on that dance floor.
With a floor-length dress covering the boot on her broken foot, she joins the cast for a showpiece tango.
I was so glad to be there, but I wanted to do so much more. I, you know, hobbled off stage and then watched all the pros dance and do what they love, and I still wanted to be doing that. And then I can remember at the end of the day, still heartbroken because that's where I wanted to be. But when I saw the messages, I realised it doesn't matter that I look and feel different. What mattered was I was there.
Pictures and messages of support. Now she's seeing a physiotherapist and balancing on one leg on an inflatable ball.
Hi, Amy. You all right? How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Come on in.
New Year 2024, and I was on a mission to get fit again.
That's it. Well done, Amy.
Dancing, stretching and balancing.
I was 100% naive about the end of the chemo. And I guess I didn't realise I was going to have such a long journey of recovery ahead of me. A big moment for me was going for my very first MRI scan after chemo.
Naturally a bit anxious. It's always that little bit of, you know, in your mind, what if? Because you just don't want to go through everything all over again. You know, the fear of it coming back is there.
How are you now?
So in my last MRI, it showed no evidence of disease, which is the best I could have hoped for. No, I'm delighted. Life resumes for me.
Amy appearing on Breakfast News, celebrating her triumph and receiving more messages. Jenny.
These scans are super important. There's no sign of cancer. Those are the words that everybody wants to hear when you've had cancer. Really happy for Amy.
Getting through that first MRI felt like a fresh start. I was on my way. I even trekked 100 kilometres in the Brecon Beacons. And when I was there, I got the best news ever.
So, today, I have been announced back on Strictly Come Dancing.
She posts, "My heart is so happy." May 2024.
So today it's my yearly scan. So I've got my mammogram and MRI. You know, this is going to be my life now every year for the next 5 years, you know, having these scans. I'm just now waiting for the results to come back. Still no evidence of disease, and then there'll be nothing stopping me.
Putting on makeup in a dressing room.
Then 7 weeks before Strictly rehearsals, I got to dance for an audience for the very first time in over a year.
A little bit nervous. That's, you know, getting through it. I think once I've got through this, I'm going to feel much better.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show will begin shortly.
She heads out on stage to perform with Ben.
You know, I've got a new body on that dance floor now. I know I've lost my speed, I've lost my stamina, I've lost my flexibility. Ben keeps telling me, you'll get it back, you'll get it back. But my confidence has been knocked a lot. I doubt myself even now.
She finishes with a smile and a flourish. She talks to the crowd, then performs another routine with Ben, who lifts and spins her.
There's certain things I was so worried about, like the flip lifts, because I've got a new upper body, and actually went really well, so I can believe in myself there.
I think she's achieved something on the step to getting back to her normal self, and I think going out there and doing it has probably given her a lot of confidence back.
Richard and Gillian are amongst the adoring fans as Ben draws Amy in for a celebratory hug. Now she's driving with Jenny on a rainy day.
Everything was falling into place. But then I had a call back about my recent scan.
She sees Mr. Naren Basu, consultant oncoplastic breast surgeon.
Hiya, come in. Have a
Thank
seat.
You very much.
You all right? OK, so, can I just go through where I think we are? So we could just see a few faint little dots. We think just little dots of calcium. The calcification is suggestion of some sort of change occurring within the breast. The expectation is that they're, you know, not sinister, but until we do the biopsy, we can't give you that reassurance. OK, shall I take you through to where you need to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. The little dots, the concern is this, that bit before an invasive breast cancer. The extent and distribution is quite widespread in that breast. So if we did, in Amy's case, confirm that this was a precursor for breast cancer, then it would be a difficult conversation.
We're trying to be as positive as possible because we don't know whether it's going to be good news or bad news, but every time you've got an ache or a pain, you're thinking, is this cancer? This is what we have to live with forever once you've had cancer.
Thank you.
And it's crushing, knowing that it doesn't just impact me.
Have a cup of tea, is it?
It's another blow.
Put the kettle on.
So devastated for Amy again. And I think for us, this, it has taken quite a toll on us.
It's the not knowing, isn't it?
It's the not knowing, yeah. Well, it's the not knowing. And just wish I could have it all for her.
Richard.
I feel really anxious and obviously worried, and it's bringing back all the memories of what I went through a year ago. But I just got to try and remain positive and, you know, try not to take myself to those worrying places.
Ben and Amy walk their dog by a lake, then sit on a bench together facing the water. 6 days later, the couple are at Mr. Basu's office in a modern hospital building for a follow-up.
Hello.
Come and have a seat. Ben.
Hi, Ben. Nice to see you. I'll cut straight to the chase. The biopsies thankfully have shown benign changes, so we have not identified anything cancerous.
Thank you so much.
Phew. Yes.
Sleep now.
Good. Good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you.
When the consultant told me there was no evidence of disease, it felt surreal.
Thank you. We haven't had good news much, so this is good.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am so relieved. It's unreal.
You know, good news, positive news. So it's really good.
Feels like I'm set free.
A sunny morning, and Amy's getting into a cab. Gillian and Richard.
You just want to dance and sing and shout, tell everybody. It's just the most amazing feeling, really.
Yeah. Her plans now for the rest of this year. She's got it all to look forward to.
There were so many times over the last year I thought the Strictly dream was slipping away. My head is so full of emotion.
In the past year, I've had a mastectomy, fertility treatment, chemotherapy, sepsis, blood clots, a broken foot, and finally it's time for me to be able to get back on that dance floor.
Sometimes I felt very alone, and I'm not alone on this journey. Unfortunately, one in two people get diagnosed with cancer. And I think, you know, not to always be the happy, smiley, dancing Amy, it's okay. We're here!
Amy gets out of the cab at Elstree Studios and heads onto the vast Strictly studio set.
Finally back. Finally here. Like, there were so many times where I just didn't think this was ever going to be possible. I can remember being here at the Strictly final, no hair, broken foot, unable to dance properly, waiting for my results and being petrified, just thinking, am I ever going to be able to do that again? And now I'm back.
Morning, and there's me with my cross on.
I can absolutely understand what it must feel for her, you know, to be back doing it, living it.
The magic moment, I think, for both of us will be when Strictly actually goes live and there's, like, seconds to go. And I just want to look at Amy's face and see how excited she is. Like, I'm literally getting goosebumps now.
My dancing heart is beaming right now. A year ago, I was fighting for my life. I would have done anything to be stood where I am now. I will make the most of every second, every beat on that dance floor.
Amy posts, please check your chests. Welsh love, Amy. Kiss.
For details of organisations which offer advice and support with cancer or infertility, go online to the Action Line pages of the BBC website. Please stay